Om Shanti, good morning. In this session, I'll be sharing some thoughts first, and then we will go into meditation with a commentary that I will be speaking. We can have different levels of meditation. It can be just a relaxing meditation. It can be something more experiential when we start to experience some of the qualities that are within us. It can be an empowering meditation. So it all depends on what thoughts I put into myself. In Raja Yoga meditation, it's a two-step process. The first step is to internalize, to connect with my inner self, which we have forgotten over a long time. We all operate very much on the physical level, seeing ourselves as a physical being, seeing others purely as physical beings. Sometimes it is only at the point of death, when someone passes away, we say, yes, the soul has gone. And it may strike us that something apart from the physical body exists, but gradually we get caught up again in our actions, our activities. So in meditation, in Raja Yoga meditation, we want to give ourselves time to connect again with that inner being. And when we are able to become more familiar with this, to carry that consciousness, that identity throughout the whole day. In my interactions with others, I will start to see them in a different way. I will start to see myself in a different way. And in the time that I have given to be with myself and understand who I am and what my qualities are, I will gradually gain self-respect. And with the understanding of the qualities that I have, when I encounter a situation, on the first level, there will be the understanding differently, but on the second level, there will be the power to practice the ideas that come into my mind, the perspective, the changed perspective that may come into my mind. It all depends on my thoughts. And as we start to practice in this way, we will find that we have less and less negative thoughts. And these are the thoughts that drain us and make us feel tired or disheartened. So gradually, as we remove the negative thoughts, and we also remove the unwanted thoughts that come through questioning situations, questioning people, questioning their behavior, questioning what is happening in the world. A large portion of our thoughts during the day can be under this category. And while they're not negative, they're not helping us because they're not giving us any energy. Very, very simple understanding is that positive thoughts are empowering and negative thoughts are disempowering or removing energy from us. And so when I can gradually shift the proportion of negative thoughts into the category of positive thoughts, I will find that at the end of the day, or even halfway during the day, when I'm in some situation, I don't lose my stage, we can call it, my outlook. My thoughts won't be all in random. And so this is something else that also happens with us. But the first step of soul consciousness to really understand who I am, what I am, how I operate, it's a journey that never ends. We say that that is the first step we learn, and it is also the last step that we learn, because it's a never-ending step. So, let me always pause and think, see myself, understand that I'm only an energy point. And in order to give myself that focus, I see it, I visualize it as a tiny point of light. Otherwise, it's very hard that to visualize just an energy point without giving it a physical perspective. So always to place this point within myself, and as you would have learnt, the location of that point is in the forehead, because this is, as we say, our control panel. Our brain is our control panel, and so the energy point, the soul, resides within that area. And it can control the physical matter of the brain and give us all the different experiences, or the control panel through which I operate the physical body. And again, you might have seen a very simple picture of a car with the headlights as the eyes and a point somewhere on the windscreen. And so again, the eyes act as my windows to the world. But always to think that just an energy point. And the amazing thing is that all my thoughts, all my experiences are in this energy point. It's almost beyond physical comprehension. But I think the developments in today's world, at least on the electronic level, enable us to understand how energy can be compressed into smaller and smaller physical dimensions. But anyway, for myself, to really think that each time I'm this point of light which has traveled through time. I'm an eternal being. I have always existed. I have been through every stage of history. If you think of all the history lessons that you learnt and think back, at some point I was there. I was there because as an eternal point of energy, I played a part in so many places, so many time frames. And this is, you can say, the step that we forget so easily, because it's difficult to see that non-physical point. And what it is easy to see is the big body. And so, again, I just see myself as that physical being, playing that physical role, getting caught up in the physical role, and totally forgetting myself and again, just seeing others as those physical beings. And we see them actually, we think they're not just the role they're playing, but they are like that. So if I can spend my time, if I can give myself some time at the start of the day to orientate myself as we're going to do, then the rest of the day happens much more easily. But I have to give this time to myself to go within, gather my power, gather my perspective for the whole day. And gradually, the concentration will come, the flow of thoughts that I need to have in my mind will also come. Everything happens through practice, and my meditation will also improve when I give time to practice it. Sometimes we feel we may not be achieving anything, and we may abandon it halfway, but like anything, if we persist, if we have some determination, then the result is achieved. So with meditation, it's not any physical result that you will see, but definitely there will be the result internally. So now, just sit relaxed, not too comfortable, but with that alertness in the self, but again, with no tension within the self. Take my thoughts within myself. Let me move away from the physical body and visualize a tiny point in the center of the forehead, a point of energy, a point of living energy, this is who I am, this is what I am, sitting within the physical costume, but aware that that is just my instrument. I'm a point of energy which is made up of so many facets, so many qualities. First of all, I have the ability to think, to create thoughts. This is purely within my control. Even though thoughts may rush into my mind, I learn to slow them down so that I can see what those thoughts are, and gradually, as they come into my mind, to gently push them away. with the ability to create thoughts. I can create all kinds of thoughts. Thoughts of peace. Thoughts of happiness. Thoughts of love. Thoughts of compassion. Thoughts of mercy. And as I begin to see these different thoughts in my mind, I use my intellect to discriminate and see which are those I want to retain, which are those which I need to move away from my consciousness. So again, let me be aware that I have the ability to control what comes into my awareness, the ability to retain what I want, the ability to remove what I don't want, the ability to see what is beneficial to me, to see what is helpful in the journey of my life. So with patience and understanding, I remove those thoughts that I don't want. I retain those thoughts that are going to help me. And all this I do with the power of my intellect. And sometimes within my consciousness I see different thoughts that seem to be there in the background. Sometimes these thoughts are not the ones that I want. They are not the thoughts I would like to associate and identify with myself. So when these kind of thoughts are there in the background, let me just see them as some unwanted things that I have picked up along the way in my consciousness. And again, keep those that are helpful to me and leave aside those that I don't need, that I am not going to need. So being aware that within the energy of myself there are these three abilities: to think, to discriminate, and to see what is in the background and create again what I want within myself. But also within this energy, like a diamond that has so many facets, truly peace resides within me. When any form of energy is undisturbed. It is in a state of peace. When I'm not affected by things around me, and I allow myself to come to a standstill, there is automatically quietness and stillness within myself. It is there within me. I just have to stop the traffic of all other thoughts. And when I come to that standstill, just the natural stillness and quietness I don't have to search outside to experience this. It is within me. Peace is within me. But I just have to get to that point to clear the unwanted thoughts. In the same way, there is love. There is so much love. When I see all others as energy points, as living souls, tiny stars, each within their physical costume, and I see how sometimes the journey for them may be difficult, and I see how much love they have for others, automatically my love goes towards them. There is so much love within. Limitless love that I can show to each and everyone around me. Not only those who are around me, those who are further away, my love can extend to the whole world. Just feeling so much love that it can spread and radiate and cover the whole world in a blanket of love. And again, when I start to see that in my initial stage, there is only pure energy in me, all that is positive, all that is without any trace of negativity, there is joy and happiness. Happiness goes when I let a situation overpower me. Happiness goes when I take in sorrow of a situation, happiness goes, and I feel that my respect is gone. Happiness goes when words from others hurt me. But nothing can touch this internal core, this internal point that I am. I'm just pure, unpolluted energy. But I just have to let myself experience all this. Just like everything in nature, which starts off in its perfect stage. Flowers that are perfect, leaves that are perfect, scenery that blends so well. I have that perfection within me. That is really my initial stage. Until little cracks and blemishes started to get into me and reside there. So let me again see that this point of life, this point of living energy that I am, is in its original state, perfect, unpolluted, unaffected by anything around. When I see myself in that way, there is no limit to what I can give out, what I can share. So just pause and see that shining point radiating different beams in different colors, each color radiating a different quality. Radiating truth, radiating love, radiating peace, radiating peace, and gently creating the peace in the atmosphere around me. Radiating purity and goodness. Always to see each one for all the good that they are. Not to see any negativity they may have picked up. My purity is to see that goodness in each and every one. Each and every soul has that goodness. Let me see it. Radiating mercy and compassion. Again, with so much love and not with any pity. And from all these qualities that are within me, so many other qualities also emerge. Patience, tolerance, simplicity, when I can just see myself as a soul, I can start to remove a lot of the physical things that I have felt I needed. What does the soul need? Just to experience its peace again. And so my life becomes easier and less complicated. I just focus on what I am, what I need to restore within myself, what I can give out to others. Again, because there is never ending love, happiness and peace. I'm not limited. I can just give and continue to give. And when I give, I stop seeing what others are giving to me. When I look to others for peace or happiness and they don't give it to me, I question, I feel sorrowful. But when I'm occupied in giving, there is no time to have thoughts of why something is not coming to me, why someone is not giving me what I need. So let me spend some time always during the morning, if I have time during the day, and especially at the evening, let me always remind myself who I am and what I am. Just giving myself 5 to 10 minutes to quieten down. Tune in to my inner self. Tune in to my qualities and experience them. I don't even need to tell myself that I have these qualities. Let them emerge. Let me feel them. Let me experience them. And so when I give time to myself, away from the hustle and bustle of all my daily activities, I can change myself. I can become the me that I want to be, not the me I may not like at times, but the me that I want to be. Om Shanti. So in silence, you can gradually make your way to the transport section and have a quiet morning walk with thoughts of your inner self. Silent walk. Start to experience the freshness of the morning, the beauty of the morning.